Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let the good times roll. And I want these words to make things right. But it's the wrongs that make the words come to life. But who does he think he is? If that's the worst you got, better put your fingers back to the key.
I feel like against Miami, the game we played, we fouled a lot. Then we gained like a lot of easy points in the free throw line. It wasn't working for the points. So last year, we were one of the best teams in the league in not fouling. So we got to get back there. You know, we got to play defense, try to be solid, and try to not reach as much. You know?
Welcome back to the program. The numbers to get a hold of us, 855-830-8648. But that's the voice of Giannis Antetokounmpo, who, the Bucks right now sitting at 2-1, and not the best of games they played the other day against the Miami Heat. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Matt Velasquez of the Journal Sentinel. Matt, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning. Glad to be talking to you.
Yeah, talking some basketball. It's about time. I wanted to ask you, I've noticed some patterns from last year that have reared their ugly head, and that is get up, go down by a lot, waste a big lead, and then try to expel all your energy coming back and get yourself a close win. Can this team just blow somebody out and leave it at that?
They will. I think they'll do that plenty. That happened against Miami. They got down a little bit, you know, just by one against Cleveland. And then after that, they were in control for pretty much the rest of the game. So I think, you know, this is different than the way they started last year, where it was blowout after blowout after blowout. I think seven straight double-digit wins after the opener last year. But this team will definitely have its fair share of double-digit wins and blowouts. Just hasn't happened yet.
The Giannis fouling out thing, I know that we expect superstar treatment, and in the NBA you tend to get it more often than not. Is he not getting it right now, or is he getting just a little too aggressive right now, in your thoughts?
Yeah, I think he's just been a little bit too aggressive and sometimes needlessly so. There are a few 50-50 calls that haven't gone his way. But also at the same time, you know, the Bucks need to execute better and be smarter. There was a play toward the end of regulation there against Miami where they needed to take a foul to stop the clock and give themselves a chance, but they couldn't do it quickly, and it ended up being Giannis who had to do it. He had four fouls at that point, so he takes a foul, and then he goes into overtime with five, and you know that leaves you susceptible to if you have a ticky-tack foul or you know something that just doesn't go your way, then you're out of the game. So if they could have executed better there in regulation, maybe this isn't an issue, but I think he performed a lot better last night. Was really very aware of what he was doing and every movement he was making on defense. He wasn't reaching needlessly. He wasn't barreling guys over on offense. I think a lot of the things he did were very controlled, and so he can start from there and maybe ramp up the aggressiveness, the intensity. In certain spots, and he'll find his way. He's been through foul problems before, and he's figured it out.
Also wanted to ask you about Chris Middleton the other night. Well, last night, as a matter of fact. He was a guy that started coming through. He's looked really good. I know he missed that one shot against Miami late in that ball game in overtime. But other than that, I mean, I think Chris Middleton has looked really good, maybe even a little bit rejuvenated this year. Is he coming out with even more to prove?
Yeah, I think that that he knows who he is and knows what he wants to do. I think being in Bud's offense for a second year, there isn't that adjustment period that he had to go through last year where, you know, he was getting out of the mid-range and shooting more threes as the offense kind of dictated. I think he's more comfortable in finding his spots. He's been getting good looks. Against Houston, they didn't fall down very often, but he did make a couple clutch buckets down the stretch. 9-14 last night, obviously a really good night for him. And, you know, I think he'll be the Chris Middleton that we've seen for years, just pretty consistent. Knows who he is, knows where to get his shots, and knows what his team needs him to do on both ends.
What's impressed you so far? Because I've seen scoring come from almost everybody. It's been, I know we were kind of hoping they'd get that outside three-point shooter in the offseason, but instead what they did was they got a lot of guys. They got a lot of guys that can shoot from the outside and get it, you know, get it in from three.
Yeah, and, you know, they did get Cal Korver, and he's 8-15 so far. And
right.
Some looks that I don't think he's gotten for, you know, a little while in his career, the kind of wide open practice level shots that a shooter like him usually doesn't see. They've been trying to get him open in the pick and pop with Giannis a lot. And, you know, teams rightfully have to, you know, watch Giannis, so Korver gets the open looks. You know, Pat Connaughton is shooting the lights out right now. I think he's 6-12 from three so far this season. George Hill is shooting well. So just getting all those guys off the bench who are shooting the three ball at a high clip. Wes Matthews is off to a good start shooting. I think he's 38%. Another guy they brought in. So I think that they've done well in terms of being who they are, getting some production off the bench. I think that's probably been the most impressive thing so far, is that we know what that starting unit can do and what they're capable of. But the guys off the bench who have played so far, I think they've generally been really good. Yeah, including Ersan Ilyasova and adding Robin Lopez to that mix.
Do you like what not only what Brooke Lopez, but what Robin Lopez has brought to the table as well? Robin's brought kind of this, I don't want to call it an ugly tenacity, but this guy just walks around like he's pissed off at the world, and he's got some tude, man.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the Bucks, they need a guy like that. You know, last year they didn't have somebody like that. Maybe, you know, say Sterling Brown. You know, Sterling Brown does just play with that toughness, that tenacity on the court, but he's not always on the court. You know, Robin, he's played, you know, each game so far, and, you know, he has that physicality and that intensity. You know, if you're going to get into a death step, I feel like, you know, Robin's a good guy to have, and he'll probably be at the center of it anyway. So I think that's a good pickup for them. I think he's embraced what they've asked him to do in terms of, you know, stretching out his game and trying to keep defense honest by shooting the three. He also, you know, has a nice little hook shot that he, you know, is very comfortable with. He can add a nice change of pace. And I think that the important thing for the Bucks is that they actually have two big, physical, tough centers now. They didn't have that last year. So when it gets to the games where they're playing against, you know, guys like Joel Embiid, somebody who I'm sure they had in mind, when they added Robin Lopez, you know, that's somebody who you can just keep throwing at him. You have one Lopez twin for a little while, you sub out, and another one's coming right at you. And so there won't really be any off time in terms of, you know, opposing centers having to deal with big physical guys in the middle, which is huge.
We know right now this team has depth. One of the guys that started off hot last year, got some minutes, and then saw those minutes fade after injury was Dante DiVincenzo. Where's he at right now?
Well, I think he's, you know, stuck behind Pat Connaughton and George Hill. I think, you know, he had a pretty good preseason. All indications out of practices were that, you know, they really liked what he was doing in the preseason games. With Eric Bledsoe out, they had him playing kind of backup point guard a little bit, you know, trying some things out, giving him some run. I think he performed fairly well in terms of being able to run the offense, move the ball around, confidently take shots. You know, but right now, with the way that George Hill and Pat Connaughton are playing, and obviously Kyle Korver's getting minutes, there just isn't time for him yet. But I think his time will come. You know, he'll get his opportunities during the course of the season, and, you know, I think that he, you know, should have opportunities to break through into the rotation for a while. So we'll see where he's at by the end of the year, but Yes, I think so far everything has been promising. It's still subdued.
Well, I tell you what, we're talking with Matt Velasquez of the Journal Sentinel. One of the smartest things I think they did was hang on to George Hill. I like the fact that he came in. Even though they didn't win that game, he stabilized things in that game that they lost against the Raptors at the Fiserv Forum. He stabilized things and kind of stemmed the tide, and I just think he's a terrific veteran presence. Give me your thoughts.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the things that Bud was, you know, kind of waxing poetic about yesterday. He thinks everything that George brings in terms of steadiness, leadership, guys listen to him, they respect him. He can obviously fit into what they want to do offensively with the way he shoots from the outside. He, you know, is no stranger to driving inside or even finding himself in the dunker spot and finishing in crowds. And on defense, he's obviously versatile, you know, long arms, good wingspan, can affect different point guards, but also, you know, spread out and be able to handle himself against twos, to sometimes get switched on to bigs, and he knows how to front and where to be and how to handle those situations. So just everything that he has brought to the team since he came, a little bit less than a year ago, you know, has been positive. And, you know, to have somebody of that quality as your backup point guard, that's not something that a lot of teams in the league have.
Is there anything right now that concerns you about this team that you say, okay, if I'm going to look at something going forward, what would it be if there's something that genuinely bothers you right now about this team?
Well, I think that you played the clip from Giannis about the fouls. I think the fouls are something that they'll need to continue to prove that they can keep down. I think some of those stem from, they're growing together, building that chemistry, a few new pieces. You have to be able to trust your teammates on defense. And, you know, when you're reaching and when you're, trying to overdo things a little bit, it's just maybe a sign of a slight lack of trust, just because the guys behind you maybe haven't been behind you the whole time. And there's also an element of guys just, you know, reaching and committing dumb fouls, just dumb fouls. So that'll be important. Their defense has been iffy, even though it's actually, you know, through a very small sample size, it's actually more efficient than it was last year, when it was the best defense in the league. But right now it's ranking like in the middle of the pack in the league. And that's only because they've been playing at such a high pace. They're at the second highest pace in the league right now. A lot of possessions, a lot of points, a lot of up and down. And so, you know, we'll have to see how they settle in terms of if they want to play at that pace continuously, if they'll slow down. And if they are going to play at that pace, they're going to need to be able to keep up that defensive intensity all the more, because you have so many more possessions per game to do it. So they're still not where they need to be defensively, but I think that they have the means to get there.
Matt, always good. I know we're going to talk throughout the rest of the season. Looking forward to it. We'll chat with you soon, okay?
All right, great. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Matt Velasquez of the Journal Sentinel joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they begin to get done. Call them, 800-44-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com, 800-44-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.